What is up, everybody? My name is John Sparks. I am your host for Sparks of the Paranormal. And I want to say a huge thank you to everybody out there that's been showing love and support on the Instagram, the Facebook page, all the podcasting platforms. You guys freaking rock, man. Seriously, thank you so much. And I think we're all really enjoying this journey together as we learn more about UFOs, cryptids, spirits, ghosts, demons, everything that goes bump in the night. And if you guys want to support the show, guess what? I just dropped merch. That's right. If you go to the Instagram page or you go to the Facebook page, you'll find a link there. It's going to get you some sweet, sweet paranormal swag. Maybe some dope hats, some wicked sweet t-shirts, maybe even a bandana for your paranormal pup. That's right. Grab a bandana, slap it on that pup. I want to see a picture on Instagram. With that being said, grab a seat, kids. Get ready, because it's about to get crazy on a brand new episode of Sparks of the Paranormal. Hey, what is up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to Sparks of the Paranormal. I am your host, John Sparks. And thank you to everybody who listened to my last episode. That was so cool. I just still kind of in awe of what we got to do there. But this episode is going to be super dope. I've got with us today Brian and Marissa from Ghost Town Paranormal out in Washington. That's right, the Pacific Northwest. They've been together for 4.5 years investigating, and they've got some really cool stories, hit some really cool places. It is my pleasure to introduce to you Brian and Marissa. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Good, thank you.
Good. Glad to have you guys here. So obviously I've got to ask, how did you guys meet?
So funny story, we've actually been friends for over 15 years. So we probably about 5 years ago, we lost touch for a few years in between, and about 5 years ago we kind of met again through our good friends that we have, and we started hanging out, and we actually we have a lake here in town, and we started running the lake together, and then we just kind of grew from there. So, and here we are today, 5 years later.
Aw, that's cute. Well, that's awesome. When did you guys realize that you guys wanted to do paranormal investigating together?
I'll let you start, because it's all Brian kind of baby.
I think it was Manresa Castle.
Yeah,
I went there before, and it's been on Ghost Adventures and a bunch of other shows. That's actually how I found it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, hey, you want to go to a haunted hotel?
But he's been into this. I mean, he's been into the whole paranormal for years before we even started doing this.
I used to videotape the original Ghost Hunters on VHS and watch them after swing shifts works. So
I gotcha.
Little time ago.
And I guess for me, I've always had weird experiences, from when I was a little kid. I have crazy intense dreams. I've had deja vu, you name it. I've had dreams come true. And so as we started getting to know each other more in a different way, we are sharing all these stories, and we're oh, that's so cool that you felt that way. And so then we went to the hotel, and it's just been kind of,
we need a camera.
Yep. Oh, we need this.
Need a recorder, need a shih tzu, the basic ghost hunting kit. Just started there, and it's just been
it's grown to what it is today, which is
it grows every year, every month, seems. Yep. And that's fantastic.
It's always good to hear that, and I hear the passion and everything, and I go back to when I was young. I remember I heard my pastor as a child preach on love, and he asked the congregation, how do you spell love? And somebody was like, L-O-V-E, and he's like, haha, wrong, it's T-I-M-E. You spend your time on who and what you love. And the paranormal is just another one of those things that takes time. It takes your passion. It's a drug. It's a drug. 100%.
that's what's next, where are we going next?
Yeah, exactly. And we're both really big, I love the history of it, so I love learning about the places that we go to, and Brian is totally the researcher of where we go. He's always looking up like what's happened at the locations, and you know, where else are we going to go around the locations that we go to, and road conditions. I mean, just all of this information that we kind of bring to what we do when we go to different places.
That's fantastic. And it, you know, you've got the research, you've got, you know, all of the time spent in the place. I'm just happy that you guys are doing research. There are so many people that will just jump in and not actually take the time to understand anything about where they are, and they're asking questions. What if you ask questions that actually pertain to who was there?
Yep,
exactly.
So, obviously, we've got Manresa Castle. What are some other highlights that you guys have? Some of your big hits?
So one of our most favorite places to go is the Queen Mary in California. We have been there probably, I think, three times now. Yeah. So twice we've done, so we have to give a shout out to Nick Groff Tours. We've done two investigations with the Nick Groff Tours. Amazing. I mean, that's probably one of Brian's, and he'll talk about it, his like favorite thing that he got, I guess, from that location. And then we've done an overnight investigation there. It's an amazing, and just the history of it all too, going back to that piece of it. We've been able to investigate the Preston Castle in Ione, California, which is a boys reformatory school from back in the early 1900s. So that was really cool. We love naval ships. We've been to the USS Hornet twice, the USS Bremerton up in up north Turner from Joy. Us, or the Turner Joy, in Bremerton. Virginia City, anywhere in Virginia City.
Yes.
But we've been to the Mackey Mansion, the Silver Queen, the Washoe Club.
Goodness.
Well, okay, so, and we also went international in January. It was my 40th birthday, so we went to Jamaica for my birthday.
Wow.
And we got to do a tour of Rose Hall, which is a plantation there, which was the most crazy energy I have ever felt, besides when we went to New Orleans and went to another plantation. And then we also got a tour of Johnny Cash's house, which was like an experience all of in itself.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy. You always hear about the woman in white, but you always forget about the man in black. That's just crazy. Yeah. That you guys got to do. Please, God, tell me that you caught something at Johnny's house.
No, well, I think it was just like the nostalgia feeling.
Okay.
It felt like it was, he had just walked out of the house like everything, 10 minutes before.
Yeah. Everything is still in the same place.
As they left
his shoes are still in the corner where he left them.
That's crazy.
And we had a personal tour. It was fantastic. It was awesome.
Yeah, I can't say enough good things about that place.
We didn't have any EVP or anything, but anyway, it was awesome.
Yeah.
So, Rose Hall, I have heard so much about it, and when you said it, I got chills. What was that?
Body chills when I walked in that door. So, like I said, I told you before when we first started, I tend to feel things. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily, you know, see entities or anything like that, but I feel them. And mm-hmm. I felt my whole body just lit up with tingles when I walked through that door. And it was like that, just kind of that sense of oppression and just crazy energy walking through that, because, you know, these slaves and these people built this beautiful house, and I mean, just the horrible history behind it. Even though it's a beautiful place, is soaked in blood pretty much.
So for those of our listeners that don't know anything about Rose Hall, can you go into a bit of the history about it?
Before.
When was it built?
It was built in the late 1800s.
It was a sugar plantation, pretty close to the ocean. I think it's probably a couple miles. It's a beautiful view.
Beautiful view of the ocean.
And like all I think it was actually in disrepair.
That was restored in the 1960s.
Yep. There's a gigantic picture on the wall of how it looked.
Yeah.
And what it looks now is just, it's amazing. And all the furniture is just beautiful.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think I remember hearing that there was a woman that had a bunch of suitors, and she died there, and she's been seen on the grounds.
Yeah, I think that's what they refer to as the White Witch, and mm-hmm. she killed, I believe, her suitors, from what I remember from the tour that we took.
Was it her husband?
Her husband.
And then maybe something with the going on with the slaves or whatever. I don't know.
All of her suitors disappeared. Like, it's not like they turned up dead. They just ceased to exist. And from what I remember, it was the slaves that were helping her, hide the bodies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now that you say that, I totally remember that.
Yeah. So it's just insane to think about that these five guys were like, oh, she's so pretty, I'm going to marry her. And she's like, hey, 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 I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to make them hide your body. It's just crazy. Like, I'm not surprised that place is haunted, even slightly.
Yeah.
Like, it's just something about blood-soaked ground, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was the same way. So we went to New Orleans actually 2 years ago.
This week
we went for Halloween to New Orleans, and we went and toured one of the plantations in New Orleans. Oak Alley. And again, it's that beautiful, beautiful scenery, beautiful place. But as soon as I walked in there, that feeling, like, that place drained me to my core. And when we were going through the tour, I, you know, was getting tingles, and I was standing in the dining room, and I felt like somebody tapped me on the shoulder, and I thought our friend Ryan, I was like, why is he tapping me on the shoulder? And I turned around to look, and he is like 4 feet behind me, and nobody's around me, and I'm like, what the heck just happened?
Somebody said hi.
Yep, he was trying to get my attention.
Hello.
It's scary getting touched. Oh, God. Like, that'll send a chill right up your spine. So you guys were talking about Nevada State Penitentiary. Talk to me about the amazingness that is this place.
So we were there, was it 3 weeks ago now? Almost 3 weeks ago,
yes.
We actually drove to Virginia City from here. So we took an 11-hour drive. And
600 miles or something. Yeah.
600 miles and drove down to, it's actually in Carson City. And so we did an overnight investigation with this wonderful, amazing group, the Skeleton Crew out of California. They are wonderful. So if you look them up on Instagram, Facebook, they have some amazing evidence and have done some amazing investigations. But they invited us along. And when you pull up to that place, it is very eerie.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first impression of it. What was yours?
Creepy. Creepy old.
So Nevada State Prison was abandoned. They shut it down in 2012, although they used the execution chamber in it up until 2016, when they moved it. And so it's been abandoned since 2012. However, there is a working prison still right next door to it. So we had all these strict things that we had to comply with. We couldn't wear blue jeans. And so there was probably 10 or 12 of us on the investigation, but we got a split up. So it was just Brian and I by ourselves with one of the docents.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to investigate a couple of the cell pods. We did actually get to investigate where the execution chamber was, or is. It still is there.
Yeah.
And we actually, so in this big, it's called the Federal Building. So it's this four-story building of, two-sided, 40, 50 cells on each side. We're up on the third floor or fourth floor of the building. Nobody else is in there. And we heard singing.
You heard a girl sing.
A girl singing, we have it posted on our Instagram page. It was, we both heard it with our ears, and there was nobody else there. No way this could have happened. And we were like, what the hell is going on?
Only time we ever heard it, too.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Like just to walk into a prison.
In a maximum penitentiary.
Yeah. Just some chick singing. She's like, hey, everybody, how you doing? And you're like, you're dead.
So that was pretty neat. We definitely felt like in one of the, on the top floor of that same building, the fourth floor, when we got to the back of the cell block, you know how you get that feeling of somebody's following you or like really close to you, but you turn around and nobody's there? We got that feeling so much, and when we were asking the spirits to like make a noise or something like that, we heard like somebody hitting the metal bar or something along those lines.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. It felt like a bunch of guys like huddled around us. That's how it kind of felt, like kind of claustrophobic, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like heavy. Yeah.
For anybody who's experienced that, it's awful, because you feel like there's no way out, almost. Like it's horrifying.
And to see I mean, obviously they did bad things to be where they're at, and I get that. But just to see the conditions that these people lived in, and how tiny the cells were, and how, I mean, it was really, you would think going into that place, it would be really scary because there's negative energy, bad people were there, but it was just really sad and depressing. And especially when I was in the execution chamber, like, I just got this feeling of dread and fear, and it was just a crazy, crazy once in a lifetime experience. We investigated from 7 o'clock until I think like 3:30 in the morning, and I didn't want to leave. I mean, you would think that you would be wiped out and just ready to go, and I was like, no, I want to keep going. Like, I don't want to stop, because you just want to know who's there and why are they there. And
there's also a part of that, like, for me. Like, I've lived in haunted places, and when I start to feel like I'm getting attached like that, I'm like, I gotta step outside for a few. Because you don't want to leave. You're like, I need to know more. But what if I don't leave?
Exactly.
And it's scary. It's I don't know, when you have a lot of, like, from what it sounds like, everything that you guys have had happen there, obviously you had that little moment where, you know, old girl was singing, and then getting surrounded, it just, I don't know, man. That's a lot.
Yeah, and then our EMF detector going off when there's zero electricity to the entire prison. It's one of those strange things, too.
Yeah. And that's why I love investigations and learning more and things like that. Because, you know, I also, like, am a little bit sensitive. But I'm also incredibly skeptical about my own feelings. So that's why I love this combination right here with you guys. She's got the feelings, and you've got the tools. You know what I mean? You've got to have something corroborate, because if what I have doesn't corroborate to me, there's no other explanation. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I'm that same way too. Like, I question myself a lot, and I'm kind of working through a class right now to just develop my abilities, I guess you want to call them, a little bit deeper and like dig deeper into them. And so, like, all of a sudden we were in the cell, in one of the cell pods, and this name just like popped into my head. And so I told Brian, I was like, I got this name that just popped into my head, and I don't know why. And, you know, and I was talking to like the person that I'm working with, and she's like, no, you just have to like trust those things that it came to you for a reason. And so trusting your instincts and trusting the things that come to you, but still questioning them at the same time, like, what does this mean? And
she told me the name, and then I'm holding the EVP recorder, and then I ask if he's here. Is Sam here? But we didn't get anything. But
yeah,
still, it's a good technique to use.
Yeah, it definitely is. Like, I like that. I like that. You guys are doing some good stuff there. You guys have hit so many big places. I hate to ask this. What is your favorite?
What's your okay? You tell him your favorite.
My favorite?
Yeah.
It's I think it's the USS Hornet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just the history of it and what those guys went through and just what that ship went through. It's mind-boggling. I love it so much. I want to go back right now. I want to stay the night there.
That place has so much history. Like, when you look at it, the amount of different U.S. Hornets that there were that led up to this one, everything that went down. And I believe there is something attached to that name. But I've got to know, Marissa, what's yours?
Mine has to be the Preston Castle in Ione. The evidence that we got from there was absolutely mind-blowing to me. So we had all these REM pods. We were working with the skeleton crew again, and we had all these REM pods sitting out on the floor of the boys' dormitory, like where they actually stayed at. And so I think we had like 3 or 4 REM pods sitting there. And so we were kind of playing a little game with them because they're all young kids that were there. And one of the ladies that we were investigating with, Jessica, started, saying a nursery rhyme, like ring around the rosy, and then asked the boys to emulate that in the REM pod, and it started playing the same tone as ring around the posy would have been. And I mean, my whole body was just like, oh my gosh, like on fire. And it was the coolest experience. And then after that, the energy just stopped. Like, for the rest of the night, just stopped. Like, they used all the energy they had to do this on the REM pods, and then that was it.
What?
Yeah, before it was going up to red and everything, and then after that, nothing for the rest of the night.
We got bats. That's about it.
Yeah, we had bats.
Bats are cool, but something finishing ring around the rosy is that's scary, especially when it's kids.
It was, but that place, I mean, it was the neatest. Being able to do that and go there was just one of the neatest experiences I think I've ever had in this whole 4.5 years of what we've been doing. So
that's awesome. I don't know, man, like, just hearing little kids singing back after being dead, I'd be tripping out. That's just crazy. That's just crazy. Let's go back to some more favorites here. I've got to know, favorite evidence. Is it, for Marissa, is it the ring around the rosy?
I'll just think about it. I'll let Brian share one of his.
We were with Nick Groff tour. We were with actually Nick Groff in the boiler room of the Queen Mary.
Ooh.
And doing an EVP session down there. And on his recorder, it wasn't ours, but you could hear footsteps coming up to the recorder, and then you hear a yell. Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
just in an empty boiler room.
Like, get out of here. This is my boiler room. What are you doing in here?
Just, like, it's like, I don't know, like walking into an abandoned frat house, hearing the footsteps, and somebody come up, bro! And like, okay, alright, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, and the porter was on the ground, And so you could hear footsteps, and then you hear a something like that.
Jeez. But that's not unsettling even slightly.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. That was in my hand.
Yeah, I would say that obviously the Preston Castle one was one of my favorites, but when we were investigating this place in Modesto, we were using, what's that, that box that they had that we were using? We're using this Spiritus device, and we got so many verbalizations of words and names and things like that, but you could hear it say my name. My name is not easy to say.
Yeah, that's true.
And
it said Marisa.
Yeah, that was pretty, I guess you would say. And in that same, where we were working at, we had pod, and then we had a K2 sitting right in front of me. But not all the energy, and that K2 was just going off the whole time I was sitting there. The REM pod was going off. And I mean, just the energy in the room that we were in was, I mean, it was like thick energy. It was crazy. Yeah. It was hard to describe.
Right when we walked in inside the whole plate, but out of energy. And then just like the Preston Castle, it just, nothing. Mm. Just ends. K2 wasn't even doing anything by the end of that, so.
It used all of its power for that. That's crazy.
Yep.
That is crazy. Oh, man. I don't know what I'd do if I was just, like, sitting there and investigating and all of a sudden, like, my name came through. Now, don't get me wrong. John is not difficult. But my last name, if my last name came through, I'd be like, there's no way. There's no way. I'm, like, the only one.
Because, you know, like you, a little scared. Programmed, like, what's really coming through here? But when it says a hard name, it's like,
oh, yeah,
well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's just, I mean, it's cool, slightly unsettling, but cool, you know, it's really cool. So what do you guys have coming up next, coming down the pipe? What's going on?
So we are actually going to Vegas for Thanksgiving. So we decided to, because of COVID and all that kind of stuff, it's kind of squashed. We travel all the time. We're gone like every other weekend. And so we just were like, you know what? Screw it. We're flights. And so we are, we're going to go to the, obviously, Zach Bagans Haunted Museum. We've been there a couple times. Crazy stuff in there. So we're gonna go do that one of the nights, and then we're gonna go kind of go off on a different
going north, going east, going south.
Well, not necessarily paranormal, but we're gonna go to the Alien Highway, you know, because if you like the paranormal, you're into all of it, right? Like aliens, the big Sasquatch, all of that.
Area 51.
No, God. Yeah.
We're not going to the gate. We're just gonna drive up there.
No, the gate is mildly frowned upon.
Yeah,
we're gonna stay on the pavement.
Okay, we're gonna go find a few ghost towns, abandoned towns, things like that.
Calico ghost town over in California, and El Dorado Canyon ghost town, and a couple other ones. So
that's what's coming up immediately, and then next year we're actually planning a trip to
Arizona.
We want to go to Sedona, do the kind of alien watching, you know, the UFO watching, but we want to go to Tombstone and just do a bunch of different stuff in Arizona.
Yeah, Tombstone is really cool. Sedona is stunning. Sedona, like, if you want paranormal, they've got so much. They've got cryptids, they've got aliens, they've got energy vortexes, they've got hauntings. Like, it's the whole shebang in one little town. What? How does one place, how are they allowed to have all of that? That's upsetting.
We might not leave.
I will tell you, a place that is really cool to hit if you are going to Arizona, it's the Superstition Mountains. There's a ghost town at the bottom of the Superstition Mountains, which I actually believe Ghost Adventures has been.
but it is really cool. There's a lot of stuff out there, and the story of the lost Dutchman and his mine will leave you scratching your head for another 100 years. You know, like, how have they not found it? Well, it's paranormal.
Yeah. And the other big trip that we want to do is go back to Kentucky, and hopefully in the fall. We like to go to this event that our friends put on called Cryptid Con, in Lexington, Kentucky. And so, hopefully we can go back there again, because we went last year and freaking loved Kentucky. It's like a little piece of the Northwest, but in Kentucky, we feel like.
Yeah, it is.
Very fun. But loved it out there, so want to go back there again.
Yeah. Now that I know about this, I'm definitely going to have to look into it. Because everything that I wanted to do this year slightly got pandemicked. So,
yeah.
Really irritating.
Yeah.
I don't know who's in charge of COVID, but they let it out and they still haven't caught it yet, and I'm getting kind of upset.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So.
Yep.
Well, we do have a full moon coming up. It's Halloween and it's a time change, so maybe it'll just reset back to normal.
I don't know. What is normal anymore? Does anyone remember? Anyone at home, if you remember and you're listening, can you, like, shoot somebody a DM and be like, here's what normal used to be? That would be great, because I don't know anymore. Kind of sad. But if you guys could, go ahead and throw out all of your social medias for everybody.
That's pretty easy. I mean, we're on Facebook, just Ghost Town Paranormal. I think you just have to just type it in.
Yeah.
And Instagram.
Ghost Town Paranormal.
And
YouTube.
YouTube, yeah. We got a bunch of nonsense videos up there, but some edited. So, but a little bit of Twitter. You know, I haven't been on it in probably 6 months, so.
I got you. So, guys, everybody at home listening right now, go follow them, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. And when you're out there and you're looking on Instagram and you're looking on Facebook and you're looking on Twitter, show support and love to everybody in the paranormal community. No matter how big, no matter how small, everyone needs the love and support. Everybody brings something different to the table, and we're all working towards the same goal. Show that love and support. Do you guys have anybody else that you want to shout out? We've got Nick Groff Tours, the Skeleton Crew. Who else do you guys want to throw a little nod to?
A couple cool things to go check out. So the Port Gamble Ghost Conference, I believe, is this weekend, and our friend Pete puts it on next weekend. The Port Gamble Ghost Conference is going to be a virtual event, so if you're looking to learn more about the paranormal field, definitely go check that out. And then
Oregon Ghost Conference is always good. Oregon Bigfoot Festival, Squatch Fest.
Heck yeah.
We have a in our town, we have Squatch Fest, and it's pretty cool event. It gets bigger every year, so we love going out and squatching and seeing if he's out there.
And you guys, we may have you on for a Squatch episode.
I go on the BFRO and see if there's anything going on recently and stuff, and
go check it out when we hear reports in our area.
That's awesome. I love it. So guys, thank you for coming out. Thank you for hanging out with me tonight and talking with me. I love learning more. I love talking to everybody that is out there doing everything that I can't. So thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And also to everyone at home, thank you for listening to our last episode with Mr. Philip Gibson from Heart City Paranormal. That was a great episode. Our next episode is going to be really good as well, so hang on for that. Remember, show love to everybody, and we'll talk to you next time on Sparks of the Paranormal.